Okay, so let's talk about some prerequisites for scaling. So we have to have a happy user base as a foundation. We can't be trying to scale this thing up whilst we've got unhappy users reporting bugs that aren't getting fixed. We can't just pile more users on top of the current user base because they're already unhappy. We've got to focus on making sure that our existing user base is happy. And we can do that by under-promising and over-delivering, and by engaging with our user base, having a transparent roadmap so they can see whereabouts this tool is going. And the most important one really is resolving these support issues quickly and efficiently, even if that means you're jumping on these screen share calls, which, as you know by now, I'm a big fan of these screen share calls because it saves so much time for your user, so much time for yourself. You're not going back and forth over a number of days on support tickets, and you're able to get them up and running super quick and diagnose any issues there and then. And most importantly, you're able to then pick their brains on future feature ideas that you have and feedback for it, and maybe even ask for a cheeky review if things are going well. But yeah, the core message for this is to make sure that you have a happy user base as a foundation. So I just spoke about the importance of customer satisfaction. You're going to want to build that trust, encourage reviews from your early adopters, try to minimize that churn and foster some referrals where people are referring other members of the community to your extension. So those are the foundational prerequisites before we even think about scaling things up. Okay, that's it for this lesson, and I'll see you in the next one.